USA Radio News.
Thousands of people are still in shelters with an increasing threat of flash flooding as Tropical Depression Florence continues to dump heavy rain on the Carolinas.
So I don't know what's worse, to be in your car or to be in a flooded hotel, because we have no power and no internet.
Torrential rain is still falling across much of the Carolinas, and many of the highways are closed due to flooding. The situation in the coastal city of Wilmington is growing more desperate. It's now totally cut off from road access because of high water, and authorities are scrambling to come up with a plan to get food and bottled water there by boat or air. Dozens of swift water rescues are ongoing in many areas, including Charlotte. Also, mudslides are now a growing worry in the North Carolina mountains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Democrats are calling for a delay in the confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to investigate a woman's claim that he sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh flatly denies the allegations by California professor Christine Blasey Ford. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
I think it's unfortunate all the way around because it is a very serious allegation, but it's already obvious that this is not cut and dried. It's not an open and shut allegation because there apparently are no corroborating witnesses.
British authorities say two people became sick when eating at a restaurant in Salisbury, the same city where a former Russian agent and his daughter were poisoned. The restaurant and surrounding roads were closed off for an investigation. Britain has charged two men in absentia for the poisoning that Sergei and Yulia Skripal survived. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Pope Francis appealed to the mafia to renounce their quests for power and money as he visited Sicily on Saturday to honor a priest that was slain by mob henchmen for trying to protect youth from the evil clutches of organized crime. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The message Pope Francis delivers to the Sicilian Mafia is, give up crime, embrace love. He spoke to a crowd in Palermo over the weekend and warned that people cannot believe in God and be members of the Mafia. He said Sicily requires men and women of love, not men and women of honor, a reference to the code that Mafia members proclaim to live by. In the past, Pope Francis has called for the excommunication of Mafia members, many of whom regularly worship in the church. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A swimmer in his 20s is attacked by a shark at a beach at Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and he dies from the attack. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The Wellfleet Police Department says the victim was pulled from the water and taken to Cape Cod Hospital, where he died. Joe Booth, a local fisherman and surfer, says warnings about shark attacks in the past were always considered a joke.
I've been driving on Cape Cod for 18 years for surf, and it's always been a joke. But over the past decade, it's not a joke anymore. It's for real.
The victim and another man were boogie boarding 30 yards off the beach when the incident occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.